If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new week. Here we are. It's Monday. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. Lots to get into today. Recap from the big pickleball battle that took place after the show on Friday, Allie versus a couple of children. So much drama that took place at the event, before the event. I mean, I can't wait to break that down a little bit later this morning, but we'll see if your bets were placed correctly.
And mentally, Allie is not in a good place. I think losing to two 11-year-olds really put her in a bad...
It shook her.
I think she needs to be checked into a rehab.
What do you mean? Well, you think I went on a bender because I was sad?
Yeah, right. Oh, you totally did.
Did you not drink to a level of drunk that you had not been in years over the weekend? Mm-hmm.
I have not gotten that drunk and been so hungover in, it's got to be, 15 years.
You hear about all these 30 for 30s on ESPN, these athletes that had their moments where all of a sudden they thought they were going to win, and they didn't, and then they go on just some crazy alcohol rage bender for a while, and that's what you did over the weekend.
No, I didn't feel bad. I felt bad.
You didn't feel bad? You should.
No, what got into my head was when I met them, when they arrived. Because I'd never met them before. The dad introduced himself, and he was like, "We're such big fans of your show." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, where did you drive here from?" And he goes, "Well, we used to live in the Palisades." And I was like, "Oh, man."
Yeah, we did find out right before.
And then I heard that whole story, and I was like, now I feel like an a-hole.
Well, it didn't matter. You couldn't have beaten them anyway. But it was funny, because right before we started playing, the game started. They, like, broke the news to us. They basically lost their house in the fires. Man. And then they had to battle Allie, which was like their second saddest thing to happen.
And then I found out that the aunt that they played, they were like, "Oh, yeah, we played pickleball with our aunt." The aunt is like a nationally ranked pickleball player. She's like a professional. Then that kind of skewed my thinking, because I'm like, oh, they all seemed like an athletic family.
Very athletic. Those kids, I know they're 11 or whatever. They're like, in my opinion, they both look like they could have been like Olympian style kids.
Yeah, wow. Like they could pick up any sport and kind of figure it out. But I do want to know how I would have fared if I had just played one of them. I think I was really running all over the court, and it's a small court.
Allie was so sweaty. I touched her after the match.
I was like,
she was so wet. It was like she came in from a monsoon.
I was running all over the place. They were running me all over.
So we'll get into all of the things that took place there, because some of the drama is actually pretty funny, and we'll do all of that later this morning. But I did want to play this because maybe this is the funniest / saddest thing that happened. But after the event was over and everyone had left, then this guy showed up.
Hi, Klein and Ali, Pantyhose Greg. I came here, I took the bus, and no one's here now, so I gotta go home. All right, see you later.
Now, this guy called us on Friday at, I think, 7 in the morning to say he was getting on a bus to start his journey to Santa Monica. And he got to Santa Monica apparently an hour after the event ended.
All right, see you later.
How long did it take you, though? It
took me so long. There's like so many stops.
So the only person he ran into was Vanessa, who was like wrapping everything up to get all of our stuff and get out of there.
She was the last one to leave.
One to leave. So there you have it. Vanessa was waiting for her ride. She was waiting to get picked up. So anyway, we got a big show planned for you. We'll get into all of it after some red jumpsuit apparatus. Good morning, K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Right now it is 4:05?
Yeah, it was when I came in. Whoa. And you know what? They were saying there was a bad accident. It started at 1 a.m. And then so one person is dead. And then there's a police officer that they think also got hit by a car. And he is okay. But they got him out to the hospital. And everything is still closed down because... the old waiting for the coroner.
Oh, man, that's a lot of waiting around for the coroner.
There's, like, probably one coroner that lives in, like, Oxnard. Well, and they're like, "Hey, can you come pick up this body?" And he's like, "Yeah."
I feel like it's a great job for a slow person, because if you're being called out, it means that people are already dead. So the coroner's always like, "I guess, what's the rush?"
Yeah.
Finish this episode. Is it cake?
Oh, this already shut down the freeway. That's a bummer. They're all waiting there.
Anyway, more time with us if you're stuck in traffic. We'll try to make it worth your while today.
That's a bummer. Somebody dies, and that's a bummer.
That's a bummer.
I mean, look, that seems to be happening a lot now. What are we going to do about it? It's like, happens every single day now.
Yeah,
they shut
right.
down
it's
the 101 last week. It sucks. Sucks for that person.
It's a bummer.
We got more time with you in traffic, and as a result, we'll make it worth your while. We got Universal tickets to give you all morning long, so get ready to go to Universal. That's right. We send you there. In fact, if you've ever had a shark encounter or survived a shark attack, we'd love to hear from you later this morning as we send you to celebrate, you know, to celebrate the 50th birthday of the movie Jaws. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you can come real close to encounter with Jaws if you go on that Universal Studio tour.
Do you want to tell your heartbreaking shark encounter?
It was a shark encounter.
No, I think it was
another statue.
No, it was a fish.
It was not a fish. It was a shark. A shark bit me, Allie. So don't trivialize what happened to me.
One of those little dogfish?
Yeah, it's like one of those really tiny ones.
I went under the water with a shark, and the guy says, a lemon shark, you don't have anything to worry about. They don't eat people. And then I came up, and my finger was gushing blood. So you tell me what happened, okay? I don't know.
Was your wife not laughing at you?
She gets really mad when I bring up the fact that I survived the shark attack because she claims it was on our honeymoon, and she says that she's like, I didn't see the shark bite you. I'm like, well, you couldn't have. You were on the surface. I was down below. I went deep.
I thought you were only to your
knees.
First
time you went deep.
I wasn't to my knees. I went under the went all the
were
way.
Were you
to
just snorkeling?
Yeah, I was.
Because if you're just snorkeling, you're not deep.
Okay,
you're like 2 feet under the water.
It was more. It was probably 10 feet under the water.
What?
Yeah, I went.
It's not 10 feet.
In fact, Allie, I'm gonna have to go find it now. But I have a video, one of those stupid tourist videos where you get to like they take you on this little snorkel thing and then you can buy this. Yeah, they rip you off at the end.
Cool.
I have the. I think it's a DVD of me getting going under the water.
Were you screaming like a bitch?
No,
and it was like those little bubbles coming out of the snorkel, like.
you see, I'm gonna find this video, and you guys will all eat your words. All right, so hey, we'll get to that later.
A lemon shark,
yeah,
very threatening name.
If you survived the shark attack like I did, you could end up at Universal. That's all I'm saying. Marlene, you're on K Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell Ali thank you for your PSA the other day because my tire pressure came up low this morning on my way to work. So I stopped at the gas station. I saw the little card reader. It said $2. And I said, I resist. I went inside. And I can you please turn on the air? And he's like, oh, you got to punch in the code on the side. I'm like, thank you. Went outside, punched in the code.
There you go.
I did not pay.
Allie will not rest until every California resident gets free air. Do not fall for the scam. Do not fall for the car reader. Look at her. She's so proud right now. She's got her hand on her heart.
You know, I just feel like this is a moment where America's going through a lot of turmoil.
Sure is.
But I am single-handedly making it better.
Not really.
$2 at a time. And you didn't spend $2. Now you're $2 richer. That's girl math for you.
That's right. Well done.
Congratulations.
Allie is making it her mission to go to every single gas station all over Southern California and demand that they stop trying to rip people off to pay for air. It's a free air state.
Yeah, it is. And even though there's a card reader on the box or there's a coin slot, it says $2.50 for 5 minutes, which is a ridiculous price anyway. Go in there, tell them to turn it on, and they'll turn it on for you.
She's a real Air Karen, as we call her. Aaron, some people call her that. They call her Karen, but spelled A-I-R. There's a million fun ways to do it, and she will complain until all of you get all the free air you can handle.
Hey, air's free.
We take a quick break. When we get back, $100 of Allie's money is up for grabs on a Monday morning. If you'd like to win that money, I recommend you call now, 800-520-1067. Lots to give you this morning. We start with Allie's cash, and you'll learn a little bit about the news after this quick break on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
All right, we'll get to a little Allie Knows the News action in a moment. Give you the chance to become $100 richer on this Million Dollar Monday. The name is misleading, but boy, it sounds exciting. Million Dollar Monday is here at K-Rock for your chance to win $100 of Allie's cash. And all you got to do is call us now at 800-520-1067. Before we get to that, though, Sergio would like to join the fight. The fight that Allie, it's a one-lady fight, but Sergio would like to join in. Go ahead quickly, Sergio.
Allie, you're wrong. I found a gas station that charges for air. Every time I pull up to it, the lady at the register tells me I have to buy gas. I don't, and she says, well, I'll let it pass this time. So there is a gas station in Victorville, a 76 gas station.
Allie's going right now after the show. Allie, after the show, you better head over to Victorville.
It's on Palmdale and Park Avenue in Victorville.
Cool, right. I will be
Allie's
there.
Allie's on it. Hey, Allie, if you care about this cause, you better get there right away. And I only want people to call in and report gas stations that are incredibly inconvenient for Allie to get to.
Yeah, just super far away ones, please.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
But I do think that there are more gas station owners like this that are going, hey, you know what? I'm going to use this up as an opportunity to get ahead and get a few more dollars.
Yep.
And free money for them, yeah.
Exactly.
Free
just to
money.
Say, yeah, here's how much it is. And then Karen's like me walk in and say, it's free, and then they just wave me off and turn on the air.
If you find the place that is attempting to charge for air, you better let Allie know, because she will make it her mission to go over there, confront them, and roll audio, and then they usually go, okay, it's free, whatever. And then she...
and I further confront them, yeah, and they further wave me off.
Attempting to confront them, and they go, lady, what else do you want?
We're giving
you
the
air.
Leave us alone. Why did you drive to Victorville to yell at me? It's K-Rock with your Klein Alley Show. $100 up for grabs. Here we go.
She's a big stinker and a great dinker, but not necessarily the best thinker. But it's still June, and it's ending soon. So we need to recognize our favorite host that scissors her thighs. It's Allie, and she knows the news.
Beautiful. Wow. What a lovely song. Thank you. That's Blind Charlie. I should point out, we'll get into this later when we break down all that took place at the pickleball battle on Friday. Allie did play 1 point against Blind Charlie, and she lost that point.
It's great. Lost. I just saw the video.
Because his paddle was, I mean,
you're full of excuses, Allie.
You lost a point of pickleball to a blind man.
A blind guy.
That I had to prop up so he didn't tip over.
I played doubles with his dad, actually.
Wait, Omar, where's the video for that? I haven't seen the video. Has that been posted yet? Or
I don't know. Justin just sent me video to pull some audio.
Well,
yeah,
we'll get to that later. But, man, I'm so glad we have that on video.
Blind Charlie literally says, I don't know what's going on.
And I still couldn't get the ball that he hit.
Allie lost a pickleball point to a blind man. It's more embarrassing than the fact she lost to the children. Anyway, we'll get to all that. Right now, though, $100 could be yours. Let's say hi to George. Good morning, George, and welcome to K-Rock. How goes it?
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling smart?
I feel 75% smart.
75% is enough to win the game. Allie's
already
going
beats
to
me.
Leave the K-Rock studios. Don't believe us? You can watch us. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. Join in on the streaming fun as she walks out of the K-Rock studios. We've got 5 questions for George to make him $100 richer, and answer them quickly, confidently, no cheating. And here we go.
Allie knows the news.
All right, the NBA has a new world champion. Who is it?
Thunder.
All right. Guess, write that down. Thunder. We go to question number 2. This billionaire is about to be married again this week to his future ex-wife.
Jeff Bezos.
Question number 3. A massive data breach leaked 16 billion passwords. Name one of the sites that was breached.
Pornhub.
Go to question 4. LeBron James just won favorite male sports star at this slimy award show.
Nickelodeon. Kids Music.
Kids Music? Kids Music. All right, I'll write that down.
I was going to say Pornhub.
Pornhub again. That is the slimiest of the award shows. And we go to question number 5. This musical artist has tried to enforce all cell phones get banned at her shows moving forward. Does not want any cell phones at her shows.
Ariana Grande.
All right. We'll bring Allie in. We'll score together. See how you did. $100 up for grabs, even on this $1 million Monday. And every day you can get $100 richer. If no one wins leading up to Friday, it'll be another $500 Friday. Here we go. Question 1, Allie. Back in the studio now. The NBA has a new world champion. Who is it?
Oh, yikes. I have no idea.
Come on. Seriously?
Now, yeah, I totally forgot about all that.
Wow.
The Pacers?
Oh, man.
Is that wrong? Oh.
That's wrong.
Well, congrats.
Thunderbolt and Lily. Oh. Very, very frightened me.
She got it. Vanessa knows. Thunderbolts.
The Thunderbolts.
The Thunders from OKC. Well, you know who got it right? I'll tell you who got it right. George on the phone got it right. Said the Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Game 7, very exciting conclusion to the NBA season, and congratulations to the OKC Thunderbolts. We go to question number 2. Allie's down 1 early. This billionaire is about to be married again this week to his second ex-wife.
Jeff Bezos?
That's correct. Jeff Bezos. One of these days this week, we'll have to have Omar share the many times that he used to party with Lauren Sanchez. I mean, she was apparently quite the partier, and the stories
we've
heard.
Yeah, it was back in the day when she was a newscaster at UPN. Yeah,
so we will get to celebrate her nuptials. We'll talk about all of the partying she
used to do. I don't think I'm going to get into all the details.
Oh, we will.
You know, she's the reason it's called the Dirty Sanchez.
No, that's not true.
It's because of her.
Omar will share
that
story.
Omar will confirm.
He got that right as well, by the way. He's up 2-1, and we go to question number three. Massive data breach leaked 16 billion passwords. Name one of the sites that was breached.
PayPal?
Oh, man. I can't believe this is such a massive story. No one got it right. He guessed a Pornhub. It was the big ones, guys. Google, Apple, and I think Facebook were the three massive ones that were breached. 16 billion passwords. Passwords, whatever it was, data that was leaked all over the place. So anyway, we go to question number four. No one gets the point. He's still up one. LeBron James was just one favorite male sports star at this slimy award show.
Oh, the Kids' Choice Awards.
All right. Now I got to go to check with the judges. He said Nickelodeon. He got the network right. And then he said Kids Music.
No.
But I cannot accept that. Allie gets the point, and now she has tied it up going into this final question on a $1 million Monday. $100 of Allie's money up for grabs. Here we go. This artist has just come out and said she would like cell phones banned at all of her shows.
Billie Eilish?
Oh, Billie Eilish. That is wrong. He suggested or guessed it was Ariana Grande. Also wrong. Sabrina Carpenter would like to do shows sans cell phones. Well, it ends in a boring tie, and unfortunately, as it goes, ties go to the house here. It's the only advantage Allie has. And what must you shamefully admit,
you,
George, over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead.
I'm George from Paris, and Allie knows the news.
All right, thanks. Tomorrow morning, another chance around this time for you to become $100 richer. Okay? Lots to get into this morning on the show. Lots to give you as well.
Lots to review for you.
And we'll talk about all things that happened at Pickleball next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we're Klein Alley Show. It's Monday morning, and we are together again. If you were able to make it out to join us, Santa Monica, on Friday after the show, you got to witness, not necessarily as dramatic as the NBA Finals, but you did get to witness something in the world of athletics. It was Allie battling two children in a game of pickleball. Congratulations. The kids spanked out. As I expected, the kids beat her badly. I won all of my bets, although a lot of the people that bet me, especially through Instagram, have since disappeared and blocked me.
Oh.
So I don't know if I'm going to get any of that money. But more importantly, it was an exciting, I think, a reality check for someone that claimed exactly 1 week ago today on these airwaves that she was a, quote, pickleball prodigy.
Well, let's be clear. I never really played pickleball before that moment. I only really played on, like, a refurbished bocce ball court.
Who cares? You still made the claim.
Yeah, once you claim I'm a pickleball prodigy.
But I said from the beginning I didn't have any training. I have what it... I think I have what it takes to eventually be very good.
Right, but then as we learned from that professional celebrity pickleball coach on Friday, he said that everybody plays one time and thinks that because it's not that difficult. Like, there's not a level of difficulty where, like, you basically go from sucking to being okay pretty quickly.
Uh-huh. And I'm good at ping pong, but I'm not good at tennis. And I think pickleball should be a little more like ping pong. I think the court needs to be even smaller. And I think the ball needs to be smaller.
They need to change everything, including the dimensions of the playing field or whatever they call it?
To accommodate
to meet your...
Yes. Yeah. Right. I think it needs to be half the size. Well, and I want just a bigger...
I'm already thinking of what would be the next event, because obviously you lost to the children and then
I lost 11-3. It was a bad loss.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was crazy, dude.
They were all like talking to each other like, hey, she's hitting them this way, so start serving that way. And I'm like, what are you getting?
Oh, strategy,
like,
you mean?
Yeah.
And Allie had no strategy at all. In fact, the only points I think she won were when the kids got they had a bad communication with each other. We show up to this event, and thank you once again, Pickle Pop, for having us out. We put this together real last minute. Surprised anyone showed up. But there were quite a few listeners there. We had to bring in an extra set of bleachers to accommodate. And we'll get a video up on our Instagram if you want to see some of the action, especially the end when Allie does battle Blind Charlie in a consolation point and loses that point as well.
Yeah, but after the fact, I also played doubles with some listeners, and my partner was Blind Charlie's dad.
Right.
And he actually really injured himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was diving for a ball, and then he fell and did like a somersault, and then he was like, ugh! And I was like, and he was like, I'm good. I'm good, sir.
This is why this company hates when we do anything, because if we ask for permission, they say no. So we just do it ourselves. And then a guy like that injures himself, and then lawsuits start pending, and they yell at us, and they say, you guys didn't have permission, which is why we called it from the very beginning an unsanctioned event. We got there, met the kid. Right away, I see these kids, and I could just see. Because 11's a weird age with kids, because you can either look at an 11-year-old, and they could be sitting there trying to lick gum off their shoe, or they could look like these kids, who are exactly what I would imagine when you see, like, you know, kids that have a room full of trophies.
They had muscle tone.
Yeah.
I was like, these kids are not 11.
I was jealous of the 11-year-old boy's body, which is a weird thing to say. But I was like, man, I wish I...
He is very toned.
He had like real definition. Now, I met the father, the mother. They were out there.
They said nice.
They couldn't have been nicer. I think the dad listens to the show, but now he forced his kids to listen, so they're all fans of the show. We found out that they had sadly lost their house after the fires, and so as a result, that sucks. Your kids lose their room and everything. And then this was a nice distraction. But pickleball has been a fun activity, I guess, that they, who knew, were so good at, because they really downplayed it. And they said, oh, they only played 7 times this year. And then we find out that apparently their aunt is like ranked or something in pickleball.
Yeah, she's like a nationally ranked pickleball champion or some crap.
So Allie tells me right before the match, because I talked to her quietly, and I said, are you concerned at all? You know, do you think this is going to go well? Because I do believe when you showed up, especially you had a lot of listeners there that were really getting, you know, giving you like positivity. They were saying, Allie, you got them. Like, you got this. There was people that had signs they were holding up.
There was U of 10 signs.
U of 10. There was all sorts of, I think that you actually still thought before the game started that you had a chance to win.
I don't know. When I saw them both go on the court and, like, one stayed in the front and the other went in the back, I was like, oh, man, they have, like, a system.
Yeah.
And this is probably going to be a little more difficult than I thought. And I didn't really have any time to warm up or practice, because Pickle Pop is very busy.
Right.
I mean, every court was taken, and some of the people there are incredible. Like, you can tell they're nationally ranked. So I thought I was going to have at least 15.
I don't think they're nationally ranked. I think that's just what an average pickleball player looks
like.
No,
dude. There was a girl who had,
like... Yeah, that's just a lady in her 70s who's moderately good at pickleball.
She's not nationally ranked.
There were a group of moms that were really good, and then there was also this couple, and this girl had, like, sweatbands all over. Like, that. Right. You're serious.
That's what these people do. They buy all the gear because they think they're great, but they're just average.
No, they were good. And then I thought to myself, well, I'm not really going to have much time to warm up. I was trying to warm up, but I didn't even have any time to. And then before we knew it, we were playing.
Here's my general consensus about pickleball at this point. A lot of people go through life wondering, when am I going to find my thing? What's going to be my thing? Why don't I have a thing? Everyone's got the thing that they're good at.
And you're pickleball, still finding yours.
I've accepted the fact that I don't have a thing. But pickleball, I believe, is the thing that everyone who didn't have a thing goes, I finally found my thing. Because it's easy. There's a lot of idiots doing it. You can be very average and feel good about yourself. People claim it's a good workout.
It is a good workout. I was sweating my ass
off. You were so splotchy. The splotchiest I've ever seen you, and by far the wettest. And this was just during the warm-up. And she got to the game, and this is how it began. So here's some audio. We'll put a video up soon.
Greetings, and welcome to the first and last ever One Bite
High quality stuff, dude.
This is as good as we could have gotten. This is as good as it gets.
Greetings, and welcome to the first and last ever One Dyke vs. Two Tykes pickleball battle.
I should point
out. They were cheering, by the way. It sounds like booing.
I think they were booing. And the people that were there playing that were not a part of our thing on the other courts definitely seemed like they were not thrilled we were there.
Yeah.
They did not know.
We kind of took over. But everyone was really hyped. And I understand why people like playing pickleball and like watching it.
Yeah.
And we have the first serve coming over. It has to bounce 2 times.
Now, this was a
guy
explaining the rules.
I got a problem with him, too.
Well, he was explaining the rules.
Because he knows the rules.
Yes. No, and he forgot to give me a rule. And then I made him start the game over.
Yeah, that was the best. So we start the match. Allie loses 1 point. Then she thinks she wins a point. She gets, and the guy goes, you didn't win. You were in the kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, and then he's like, but only on the first serve or
so
some crap.
Allie got
like,
all
whatever,
mad.
Dude. Then let's start over because you didn't tell me that.
And Allie made a whole... She was already down technically 2. And she's like, start over the game. So we had to start over the whole game.
And we have the first serve coming over. It has to bounce 2 times before they can start spiking the ball. But they can never spike the ball inside the kitchen.
So they had to basically start over, and they had to re-explain the rules to Allie because she was, you know, this pickleball prodigy over here didn't know the rules of the game.
Yes, I literally watched a YouTube video of how to play on the way there.
Right.
And that's how that was my training.
Yeah. And then the game started, and I think it was pretty clear pretty quickly that it was not going to go well for you. I mean, there was a few...
Well, because one of the YouTube videos I watched said that after you serve, you're supposed to move up close. And they, I think, knew that I was making that mistake, so they kept hitting it way behind me.
Oh, so great.
And then I couldn't pivot and get back there in
Allie
time.
Kept tripping over her own cankles, trying to make her way to the back of the court. And it was like, anytime she was in a position... You could see, it was so clear to watch as a spectator. It was so easy to see what they were doing, which is like, let's go ahead and hit it, make you run up to the net, and then they would immediately...
Hit anywhere she's not, and then, she has to run.
And every time they'd be like, Allie would be like, oh, God, she's chasing it like a labradoodle looking for a tennis ball.
One of the things you pointed out initially was that you liked pickleball because there wasn't a lot of running involved. I saw a lot of running.
This was a lot of running because there are two people, and I'm one person. There's less running if you're two people. If I had a partner, I think this would have been different.
So it got very exciting.
Now, can you admit that I looked good at some points?
There was a few points, very few, of the 11 you played. But of the 11 points that were played, or maybe the 15 total, because you lost.
For someone who's never played before, I did pretty good.
There were some points where it got very... I found myself getting shockingly engrossed in what was happening. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
We had some good volleys or whatever.
Some good volleys. Most of those points you ended up losing. Eventually, you kind of tired out, and then you kind of, like, did some weird gay flail with the ball.
I was definitely the Tyson of the...
But then we wanted to build Allie's self-confidence back after she got smoked by the kids. So we decided, let's bring Blind Charlie onto the court, who was there, and let's let him play one point against Allie. We thought it would help your confidence to beat a blind guy.
And they just happened to have, at pickleball, one giant oversized paddle.
It was a novelty paddle.
It's like comically, like, right. Whose Line Is It Anyway size.
And so here's the point between Allie and Blind Charlie.
Sun's out, dumb's out.
Hold on. What? That's not the point.
Now live to 11.
What an appropriate jingle there.
I literally just saw you push the wrong button. I was like, what are you doing?
Sun's out, dumb's out. Here's Blind Charlie versus Allie. Yeah!
That's Klein being so happy that Charlie beat.
Now, what's happening here is Blind Charlie is just deciding, just even trying to get in the right position so he can hit the ball.
He wasn't even facing the right way.
He was facing the wrong way.
Good enough for Charlie, huh?
Now, Charlie ends up, we face him towards the net. We drop the ball. He swings. He doesn't know what he's doing. He hits it over the net.
He dinked it in the kitchen, and I was way in the back of the court, so I couldn't run to get it in time.
Yeah, so
and
Allie.
Then that, later that day, as soon as I got home, I was like, Katie, we are going and playing pickleball right now. And we went to not a pickleball court, a tennis court.
Mm.
And she
sure
has never
hated you.
She never picked up a pickleball paddle in her life, and she beat me 4 games in a row.
Oh, my God. So your day.
And I was like, actually, I think I am just bad at this.
So your day went losing to children, followed by losing to a blind man, followed by losing to your wife who's never played before.
Correct.
No wonder you have a drinking problem now.
Yeah, and then there are a lot of reasons for me to be drunk.
And then you turn to the booze. And then, of course, the saddest part of the entire day was not Allie. It was our very own Pantyhose Greg that showed up after the entire event had ended.
Hi, Klein and Allie, Pantyhose Greg. I came here, I took the bus, and no one's here now, so I got to go home. All right, see you later.
Oh. How long did it take you, though? It
took me so long. There's, like, so many stops.
And then Vanessa laughs at him, and that becomes the day. So there you have it.
Vanessa's so mean.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Let me film you, loser.
Right. Well, there you have it. What a day. Vanessa, you were there to witness it. Anything else that I missed out on? Do you think Allie played good, or...?
Honestly, that whole sport looked really hard to me.
Yes.
And Allie was all over the place. Those kids did look intimidating.
Right.
So it makes sense.
But I did it. Played pretty well, Vanessa, right?
Yeah, I mean, you look professional to eat.
Thank you.
Well, that's another child there. Of course, he was team child. You know. Three of them split a cheese pack after it. Well, anyway, what an event. And thank you once again for having us out. Anyone who showed up, hopefully you had a good time. It was always good to see listeners. Apparently, a bunch of people brought weed to give to Pantyhose Greg, and they never saw him. So it's the worst part about it.
Got
to take a break.
No,
when we get back, the show continues. We get you to Universal and much more after this. Summer Anthem from Weezer. We are Klein Alley Show K-Rock on a Monday morning. Get a check of what's going on in the world with your ADD news. Then a brand new hour of the show can begin. Want to hear about your shark encounter / shark survival stories? Jaws celebrating 50 years. Crazy. The movie that freaked us all out about sharks is 50. And we will send you to Universal Studios to see Jaws up close and in person. All you got to do is let us know when you survived or encountered sharks and what you did about it. That'll be coming up next hour. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, well, I guess we'll start with the fact that we went to war over the weekend. Uh-huh. There truly is never a dull moment. Going into the weekend, Trump was asked if he was going to get involved in this Iran-Israel war, and he said he would be deciding in the next couple of weeks. He also technically needs approval from Congress to launch an attack like this, but then over the weekend, it just happened. Operation Midnight Hammer, where they sent B-2s in to obliterate three different nuclear facilities in Iran. They said it was very successful. And I guess the question is, how does this affect you? And we don't really know yet. Of course, there's fear that we will be attacked here in America. Some would say that's not likely because the facilities were destroyed, so they wouldn't be able to launch a proper attack. But LA and New York say that they are ramping up security just in case, which is a scary sentence. And at the very, very least, it will probably make our gas more expensive. And, of course, with anything going on in the world, eventually it just trickles down to your wallet.
The scariest sentence, I believe, in all of this was when Postmaster Johnny wrote in his email yesterday, "I'm psyched for World War III."
Yeah, Johnny, do you want to comment on that? Because Johnny was so excited by this that he made a World War III playlist.
No, you've seen it all wrong. So on social media, the way I found out was all the memes started circulating and coming up about World War III, the boys getting deployed, you know, all the playlists, like all the songs that were like inspirational. And it just like was so like insane. So that's why I know World War III was coming.
I understand less.
Yeah,
now
I'm more confused. I don't know what he said.
No, you're reading it all wrong. It's exactly what you said.
I'm going to send Iran Johnny's address. You can go and drop something there.
Here's what Johnny said. World War III memes are all the rage. Apparently, I'm above the draft age, and I feel so patriotic and hyped seeing all these badass USA memes.
Oh, yeah, my email. Oh, yes.
Holy
yes,
crap.
The email, yes. Like, literally, you saw all those videos, and, like, everybody was just like, oh, yeah, Iran, bring it. And they were showing, like, the tweet that Iran sent out saying, like, everyone will feel it. And everybody's like, the hell we'll feel it. And everybody just got hella patriotic. And all the memes were like so insanely good. Yeah, I was hyped, man. I do feel like I might be on the tism.
Deploy him.
That's right.
So you're hyped on this war, Johnny?
I'm hyped for the patriotism. And I like how like everybody kind of put away all
the I don't think there's
the
a whole lot of patriotism right now. I'm not sure where you're seeing patriotism.
You're on the wrong side of the talk.
There used to be, the idea used to be in America, if America went to war against any other country, or the threat of war against any other country, America would always band together, be like, it's America against. And now, more than ever, I feel like America's like, I don't know what side I'm on. And you're like, well, you live in America, so you should know what side you're on.
Well, but I mean, it also depends on what, like in World War II, that was a big situation, right, where there was literally a world war between a bunch of different countries, and we had to get involved and we had to choose a side. And then with like the Vietnam War, a lot of people didn't think that we should have been involved in that in the first place. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for people to be patriotic because you want to defend your country, you're also like you're getting involved in something that you shouldn't get involved with. So this is a lot more complicated. It's not just black and white like, hey, defend America, you go USA. A lot of people were against this from the beginning. But I guess if the memes are good, then it's fine.
According to the text line, Johnny is not above draft age, and we do need the human shields on the first line. So there we go.
I'm on my way, baby.
Right, that tism shield.
Yeah, get that tism shield going. That'll do it.
All right, we finally have an NBA champion. The OKC Thunder won last night 103-91. It was the first Game 7 of an NBA championship since 2016, which I didn't realize it had been so long since you had seven games in the championship. It did feel like a very long series. The MVP is...
Go ahead. Get it out. You can do it.
SGA.
Come on. Sound it out.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Very fancy name. I don't know anything about this man or any of the teams, so I can't really comment much further, but it's a big story,
obviously.
I'm surprised
you didn't watch any of it at all.
I saw, and it's crazy because I asked Siri yesterday. I was like, where is that at? Is it over yet? And there was like, the Game 7's tonight. And I was like, cool, I should check that out. And then I was horribly hungover. I couldn't really be responsible for anything.
It was a fascinating series if you were into it at all, just because of how lopsided the wins were. And every time you're like, well, OKC, who was supposed to win. I mean, they were favorites last night, but they were favorites pretty much all season to win. But the Pacers really gave them a run. And even yesterday, up until pretty much the third quarter, it seemed like it was...
The Pacers?
Yeah, well, cause, I mean, their best player went down within the right early in the game, busted, so torn ACL, whatever. So, you know, it was, had all the drama you could hope for. But if you didn't care about it, I guess you didn't care about it.
Well, I think once, for a lot of people, once your team is out of it, then you kind of tap out, unless you're a real basketball fan.
Right. And who's a real basketball fan anymore?
Nobody.
That's right.
All right. Anybody who loves a cold shower in the summertime, I kind of have bad news for you. There's science that suggests that is bad for you. If you are warm, a hot day, you want to get into a cold shower to cool yourself down, apparently that screws with the natural function that's taking place to cool your body down. When your body gets too hot, it starts sending cues to different parts of your body that activate the cool down mechanism and cools yourself down. And when you just jump into a cold shower or you do a cold plunge, it shocks the system and it isn't letting your body do what it needs to do to reduce its core temperature. So when you're hot, you got to just let yourself cool down naturally and slowly rather than just jumping in a freezing cold bath or a cold shower.
I know they say that with like a baby. If you have a kid, they got a big fever. You're not, you think, oh, let's put them in an ice bath. But that is the wrong thing to do.
Exactly. So it seems like ice still sucks.
Ice sucks no matter how you look at it, yep. I guess, right? We get into a brand new hour of the show. We do it right now.